he was a black and white kind of a man. He knew right from wrong. He was, I call him a noble, honorable man. So when he said about the mistakes, I was curious, of course, what could they have been? And then what was the one mistake that he regretted? It was that he didn't tell the people that he loved them enough. He didn't show them or tell them enough. And in the moment of realization in the ambulance, when that was revealed to him, he knew he had to hold on and fix that before he died. And he did.
That's great. You know the movie It's a Wonderful Life?
Yes.
George Bailey.
It is a wonderful life.
Jimmy Stewart. All he could see in his life was the bad, the going broke and the savings and loan. And then when he gets to the end, the angel says, George, you had a wonderful life.
You had a wonderful life.
And didn't know it. I think we're all fit into that.
Sure, because it's that biblical teaching that people don't have the ears to hear or the eyes to see. Heaven is right in front of us, but we are so distracted with all of the things that really don't matter. We make worlds of things that don't matter. What struck me when my dad was sharing this story
I've got to go. Be right back, okay? I'm way behind. It's 10:21 on Talk Radio 710 KCMO.
KCMO.
All right, 10:24 with Giselle Masi. We are here for a purpose, something I think we all wonder about every day. Why am I here? Why am I doing this? There's a plan, I guess, that's been outlined for every human being or maybe every animal. I don't know.
Every being, every sentient, I like to use the word sentient being, every feeling being has a purpose.
So when you were born, you were born for a reason.
With this gift, right.
Reason why you were here.
Right.
What were you saying now about your dad?
What struck me when my dad was sharing this story with me, of course, in that moment, then he told me that he loved me, and we had total resolution and peace because he had been incapable, unable to really express his deep emotion, and we all knew he had it in him. But what struck me about, and then after he died, what struck me the most about that story is, okay, Dad got to see his life review, and for him, the life review was reduced down to this one mistake that he had to make right and set right before he died. He saw the mistakes that he made. Most of them were insignificant, he said, but they were still mistakes that he recognized, but they were lit from behind. This is what struck me. Who did the lighting? Who set that stage and choreographed that? And it was about light, that it was set from behind, that it was lit behind. He said it was brighter. The mistakes were somehow brighter than all the joy or good that he made. So
the mistakes were worse than the good.
They were lit more from behind. So they were specifically, it was set up in this life review that he was clearly able to discern what counted, what didn't count, what needed to be set right, what were the mistakes.
Let's go to some calls here, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. I want you to look at this screen.
Okay. You want me to get up here?
Yeah. Can you see that?
Sure.
Just see what you feel from those.
Mary.
You feel Mary? All right. Mary and KCK. Mary, good morning. You're on KCMO.
Well, what a wonderful show, as every day.
Thank you, Mary.
The charming lady that you have. How many books have you written, dear?
This is the first one that I've got, but I'm working on my second one. I see for myself I'll probably have five. Three in this series.
Oh, it sounds wonderful.
Thank you. I hope you can make it to Borders.
Now, is that this afternoon?
Yes, at noon.
At 12 o'clock. And how long were you going to be there?
At least an hour, but I told them that I will stay on as long as is necessary.
And if I can't get there, I shall call them, and would you autograph a book for me, and then they can mail it to me?
Oh, certainly.
Would you do that?
Absolutely.
And I've had a wonderful life. I hope the other one's going to be good.
It's all good. It's also about your attitude, Mary. You have a fabulous attitude.
Well, you're on a wonderful show. This show here. When I grow up, I'm going to have to listen to it.
Mike is a blessing to this Kansas City audience.
He certainly is. He certainly is. He just is. He's so famous. He doesn't even know how famous he is. I talked to Larry King one day, and I told him a long time ago. I said, "Well, he's away right now in St. Louis, but he's coming back."